I'd like the chef salad, please, with the oil and vinegar on the side and the apple pie a la mode. And I don't want the ice cream on top. I want it on the side. And I'd like strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream, but only if it's real. If it's out of the can, then nothing.
You're tearing me apart!
That is exactly how I order salads, almost. It's Friday. We're here to talk about movies, and we have to begin. Well, Rafer Guzman is with us, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Rafer, you know that I and other geeks around the world have been waiting with bated breath on the edge of our seats for Prometheus. Michael Fassbender, of course, Charlize Theron, starring in this new movie from Ridley Scott, the latest installment of the Alien franchise. So please tell me. Let's listen to a clip first, but please tell me this is good.
Whatever that probe is picking up, it's reading life form.
What do you mean a life form?
Oh, the head.
Changing.
Changing into what?
It's moving. These things moving.
What is that?
All right, so.
I already have my tickets, Rafer.
Great or the greatest.
I'm one of the geeks. I'm one of the geeks that was waiting and waiting and waiting for this. This is Ridley Scott's first return to Aliens since the original in 79. Yeah. That movie with the chest-bursting scene, I mean, that's one of cinema's, you know, greatest moments, right? It's like it's up there with Play It Again, Sam, right?
Totally.
I mean, this movie is not going to top Alien. It's a lot of fun. The sets look good. The acting is great. There's some great scares in it. Scott, I would say Ridley Scott almost tops that chest-bursting scene.
Oh, wow.
In one moment, there's a sort of centerpiece in the film with Noomi Rapace. You'll know it when you see it. But ultimately, the film is a little bit of a disappointment. The plot is nonsense. It makes no sense whatsoever. If you can get past that, if you can enjoy the scares, it's a good time. It looks great. It's a good sci-fi film for grown-ups. If you want some answers to the looming alien questions, you're not going to get them from Prometheus. Sorry to say.
Well, let's talk about a movie I had no intention of seeing, Madagascar 3. How is this one?
This is terrible. This is another terrible children's film. You know, the formula for children's films these days, it's always jokes and pop music, right? And maybe you get a little smidgen of character development and plot. You know the premise? This is for Central Park Zoo animals.
Right, they end up in a circus.
Right. Well, here's the thing. It's called Europe's Most Wanted. That's the subtitle, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. It starts out as a spy spoof in Monte Carlo where they're trying to break into a casino. But if you remember, Cars 2 was a spy spoof, and that went down as Pixar's first dud.
Right.
So about 15 minutes into this movie, they just do a 180, ditch that plot entirely, and suddenly we're in the circus. And the film is just a complete mess. It's incoherent. It's loud. It's, you know, I was saying in my review, the movie feels like Robin Williams on a bender. It's just jokes, jokes, jokes. None of them are that funny. It doesn't make any sense. And there you go.
Well, you know, I wish you could tell us your real opinion, because I hate Rafer how you're so reserved.
Did I sugarcoat that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. you just keep everything bottled up. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast. But between the two, we should go see
Prometheus. Yes, it's a good time.
All right. You can always subscribe to the Movie Date at themoviedate.org. Thanks, Rafer. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. That movie with the chest-bursting scene, I mean, that's one of cinema's, you know, greatest moments, right? It's like it's up there with Play It Again, Sam, right?